Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Sunday, April the 19th. Down late July with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development, as we take a look at the late pick four that starts in race six. Jim, it's three-year-olds in an allowance condition where they've not essentially not 1-2, going a mile and 3/16 on the turf. We saw one of these races on Saturday as well, these extra-long turf races, which are always fun. How did you see race six to start the late pick four?
You got to figure out which one of these horses is going to like that extra distance. And I think Brendan Walsh's horse, and there's no way I'm pronouncing this correctly because it's a Irish or Celtic name, but it's Gerlach, and that's, I know that's not correct, but that's what I'm going to call him. This horse ran in the same race as two other horses. Naughty Nick, the three horse for Lannery, ran in the same race, but I'm going to take Gerlach on top because I'm thinking Brendan Walsh may have been grooming this horse for a longer distance all along. Started him out at a mile on the turf at Churchill where he broke his maiden and then comes back in a mile and a 16th at Gulfstream, stretches him out here another eighth of a mile, and I just trust Brendan Walsh on these turf horses. So I'm going to pick him on top. I'm going to use a number of other horses, including Naughty Nicks for Jeff Engler. This horse has got 380-81 buyers last three times out and ran well at Tampa. After that race where Gerlach ran in, and the horse that ran,
he's got elite level talent. You know, there's no question about that. But man, what his mindset and his intensity and his aggressiveness and the way he plays the game and the way he works, that's a separator. You know. Especially in this conference, right? You got to have something you do special. And he does a lot of really great things, but man, the way he comes to work and his mindset, it's just a little different in a really good way.
But he was a favorite last time out at 9-5. He was also in the 1,006 race. Noble Dynasty for Louis Saez and Bill Mott coming out of Transylvania. And I like horses that run back in a couple weeks at Keeneland. This horse has only been out 17 days, was never really in the race there, was down on the inside and got stuck and was in 11th place and last place all the way around. Passed some horses at the end, got beat 3¾. The fact that they fried him in that grade three off a couple of grade six good efforts last year as a two-year-old means that they think a lot of this horse in Bill Mott can get to it. This one ready. Epic Desire is a horse Todd Pletcher has for Flavian Pratt coming out of the Virginia Derby. Didn't run a step there. Got beat 22 lengths at 37-1. Just kind of too big of a shot for him. But go back to his maiden special breaker at Tampa. The horse did stretch out to mile and eighth last time out. So, and Fletcher and Pratt at 15-1. I can't turn that down. The other one that I used, I think that's it. Epic Desire was my fifth horse in here. So I'm going to go 5 deep and start 6-4.
I'm going 4 deep. I took Noble Dynasty on top after beating a bat half the field in the grade three Transylvania on the opening day card and then had a sharp work out of that. And that was the first start off a layoff. So I thought that one could maybe improve. Gerlach, we'll go with the same as you. I like for the reasons that you did. And I could just see this horse improving. You know, ran against some of these in the last time out in the first try versus winners. Patrol Squad 6, I put on the ticket off the win here in October. Interesting to see Junior Alvarado stay here instead of going to the Mott horse. And then Beautiful War has a similar pattern to the six, but a worse post position. But thought with the mile and 3/16, you got plenty of time to get position from a bad post. So I'm going to go 4 deep with Noble Dynasty on top. Move to race seven. It's a first level allowance. 4-year-olds and up, about 7 for a long distance. I'm going to single here in the pick four with El Majid. I went back and listened to the race because I had no guess on the pronunciation, so I went back and looked at the race call, listened to the race call, and El Majid is what they came up with. Horse ran well first time versus winners and finished about 7 lengths ahead of third place. Brad Cox, or Rad Ortiz, likely to be the leading trainer and jockey for the meet. So I thought that one looked awfully tough to beat in here. If you want to look at some others, Dr. Park was a good-looking winner here last spring. And then last time off the layoff, showed some speed and then faded, so could improve off that. Big Gain has hooked Publisher and Knew What's New in the last two races. Those are two, you know, Publisher's run was scheduled to run in the Oakland Handicap on Saturday, and Knew What's New has been very impressive of late. And then Trey Italiani, top three from his last race, have come back to win. So there's some quality there, but I just couldn't foresee them beating El Najid. How about you?
Yeah, I hate these courses. They name them without any vowels in there. I can't. That's just, I don't know why, but I guess the pronunciation, you said you heard the call, and I guess Pete got it right at Gulfstream. I'm going to single this horse, too. That was my single. I couldn't narrow down any of the other races, so I went to single here and go deep in the others. So the horses, as you mentioned, I didn't use Big Game, but you make a good point that he's raced against really good company. Trey Italiani would be my second choice in here, simply because Larry Rivelli got his first win at the meet on Friday, and this horse has got positional speed that he may just get the jump on the other horses like Dr. Park. Elna Zid is going to come from off of it, so he's got to hope for a good pace up front. Trey Italiani has the ability to lead him all the way around, and you mentioned that race that he comes out of at Oakland, and the top three did come back and win, which is very, very impressive for the strength of that race. So I want to take a stand with the Brad Cox, Irad Ortiz. Probably going to get 3-5 on this one.
Race 8 is the Palisades for three-year-olds on the turf at 5.5. How did you break this one down, Jim?
Really good race. Schwarzenegger was so hyped last year off that maiden special weight effort at Saratoga, came back to England after about, if I remember, he scratched out like four times between those races and finally won the Indian Summer, got him a spot in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint, and he had the lead at the last call and got beat by three lengths, the Thai Fair, which is no shame in that at all. So Schwarzenegger is going to be the favorite here. Big question mark is, can he run off that layoff since October? If he needs one, Wesley gets him ready, obviously, but 28% off a 61 to 180 days layoff. So Schwarzenegger is my pick in here, but I am going to go deeper since I singled in the race before. Intricate Spirit was my second choice for Miguel Clement, coming out of the same race as two other horses in here that make sense, Shipmate and Throckmorton. I used Throckmorton. I did not use Shipmate. The 12 post in the 5.5 furlong is just death to me, and I don't know if this horse can get over and get the lead and hold on. But I did use Throckmorton coming out of that same race, who only finished ahead behind Shipmate. I used Sandal Song for George Weaver coming off the race at Ascot. They took him over there off a win at Gulfstream, and only got beat three lengths in a 15-horse field in third. So that was a group two over there. As long as he comes back in good shape, he's got a big shot in here with Irad Ortiz riding. And then Archimedes for Mike Maker and Flavian Pratt. Again, Flavian's on a long shot here, 10-1. I bet he's going to win on one of these long shots on Sunday. It might just be this one.
I took Schwarzenegger on top. Couldn't make a good case to go against him. Other than the layoff, that's certainly a possibility. But I didn't get anywhere close to singling because I thought, you know, if he's at his best, he probably wins. But if he's not at his best, Sandal Song, you mentioned, went over in the second start and ran third in a group two at Wrote the Royal Ascot meet. I did include Shipmate in this because after talking to the trainer, Nolan Ramsey, for our Today at Keeneland show, he talked about how he thinks this horse is going to be much better with the extra half furlong and that he has more ability to relax off the pace than he showed and than he's shown so far. And he thinks that he can, the longer stretch, the extra half furlong will help him. So I'm going to put him on the ticket because I think with that post, you'll probably get every bit of that price of 8-1. Archimedes, it's Maker and Pratt. Certainly they could be in the mix. And then I included Monster just for the speed that this one has and second start off the layoff. Maybe they won't get caught this time. So I'm going to go 5 deep in the Palisades. Race 9 is a maiden race for three-year-olds that have sold for $65,000 or less. So it's in the form of restricted maiden race at 7 furlongs. I took Asheville on top, Cox and Ortiz Jr., or Rad Ortiz Jr., thought that one looked pretty strong, but I'm going to use Bod Beach, who's 0-9 but does have six runner-ups, and Alvarado staying on this one encourages me. Not wild about, you know, getting having a ticket very narrow with a horse that is 0-9 with 6 seconds, but at least he is always close. Quarry was third to a next out winner last time. And then I'm going to add one more. It's a first-time starter. It's the six Tilt-A-Whirl for Rusty Arnold. He doesn't have great numbers with first-time starters, but he has really great numbers at this particular Keeneland Spring meet. So with Johnny Velasquez riding, I definitely want to put that six horse on the ticket as well. Jim, how about you?
I went five deep, and I think this race, I got it all figured out. I think Bod Beach is going to run second because he always runs second. He's 6 out of 9 second. And I think Quarry, who's an 0-8 maiden, is going to run third because he's run third 4 times. So you just take all with Bod Beach second and Quarry third. That's all you're going to do in this race. I did include those two races, horses, but I don't like them at, you know, 0-8, 0-9 maidens that tend to run second and third. I went with Asheville as well. I don't think it's going to get anything close to 5-1 on this horse. But Brad Cox and Irad Ortiz on the outside, 7 furlongs is okay. I think Irad can overcome that. I used Quarry. I used Bod Beach. I was pretty Tom Cruising for Chris Davis for Johnny Velasquez coming off a race at Turfway where he was in contention and faded at the end, but probably that's his first time out. And comes back in this spot with Johnny V, and it's a move up over Vincent Semino. And then Tilt-A-Whirl for Rusty Arnold, first-time starter. Bullet worked back on April 6th, opening weekend here, 47-4 Breezy, and Gabriel Thaya gets the mount. And Rusty's not great at first-time starters, but he's pretty darn good at Keeneland. He's 6-16 so far. So, 5 deep in here for me.
All right, pick 4 tickets. I'm going to go 6-7-10-12. With 6, with 4-5-6-7-12, with 3-6-8-11, $40. How about you?
I went 62-50, 3-5 by single, by 5 by 5, 3-6-7-10-11, with 6, with 4-5-6-10-11, with 3-5-6-8-11. Sounds like I like the 11s.
Yes, indeed. All right, let's go to the $3 late pick 3. I singled the 6 in the first leg of it. Then I took 4-6-7, so I threw in Monster just with the speed, and you get a little bit of a price there just to have a chance for a little juicier ticket. And then I took 11-8 on the backside, so that would be an $18 ticket. How about you?
There's something a little different here. I'm going to stream with Schwarzenegger, maybe ready in my $3 pick 3, because it's going to be a more expensive to spread. So I just did single all, 6 with 4. With all, and that gives me 12 horses in the last leg, so that's $36.
Ah, okay. I like that. It's a little different. I like that structure. Best of luck for your Sunday wagers at Keeneland. Just 3 days of the spring meet left. So hopefully you can start to build up that bankroll for Kentucky Oaks and Derby weekend. For Jim Goodman, I'm Tom Leach, and that is the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.